Am I on?
Yes. Morning, everyone. Welcome to our Soul Survivor Sunday service. In a moment, we're going to hear from all these amazing young people about their experiences. But for those of you who don't know what Soul Survivor is, it is a week-long festival in Peterborough where we come together with thousands of young people from across England to worship Jesus, and some of us bring our friends along and see them come to know Jesus for the first time, which is amazing. And yeah, it's just a festival of being in his presence and having fun. I think this year something crazy like 2,000 new young people met Jesus for the first time, which was incredible. Yeah. And it's been running for 27 years. My sister knows better than me. So over to you, Lena.
Yeah, so it's 5 days long, and each day is kind of set around the two main meetings where we go into this big tent arena and we spend time worshipping, we hear a sermon, and then we have a time of response. So each main meeting is about 2 hours long, and we have one in the morning and then one in the evening. And then in between, the young people have the opportunity to either go to seminars where they can go deeper and learn more, or they can go to areas where they can have fun, like football, and there's a big basement where in the evenings they have silent discos and UV parties and all that kind of thing.
Great. And we asked our young people 4 questions about their time over this week. What their highlight of the week was, if they could share one thing they've learned from that week with you guys, what would it be? We asked what impacted them most over the week and how they want to try and live differently after that week. So some pretty hard questions, to be honest. And yeah, we're going to jump right into it.
So we're going to start with Joy. So Joy, what was your highlight of the week?
My highlight for the week was the silent disco, as you put headphones on and it was completely silent in the room, but you could switch between two DJ stations, and it was funny to see when people weren't on like station A and loads of people were on station B, and it was different to see everyone's bad singing.
So if you could share one thing that happened this week, what would it be?
It would be, we had a sermon where it was like wholeness in a time of brokenness, and I thought that stood out really well, and it really spoke to me, as it allowed me to understand that even though he may not seem to be there, God's always looking out for us and always there for us in our dark times as well as our good times.
Yeah. Is there any way you now think you want to live differently after time of Soul Survivor?
I think it would be to be able to be more open to hearing God speak to me in a way that's personal, rather than not just the way that he speaks to everyone else, just more directly to me.
Yeah, that's amazing. So if you want to pass to Oscar. So Oscar, what was your highlight of the week?
Probably my highlight was like going up to the front. So I went up to the front at one point and I got prayed for, and it really helped me quite a bit. So yeah, that was probably my highlight.
And is there anything you want to share from the week?
Probably like a quick tip, like make sure you go to the seminars. So the things in between the main services, go to them, because I didn't go to them. So just make sure you go to them. I think because I got a lot of people said they were really good. So
yeah, some great advice.
Yeah.
And what impacted you the most, do you think? So what impacted you the most from the week, do you think?
I don't really have an answer for this one. A lot of it impacted me, but I guess my first answer, well, I got prayed for at the front, so probably that.
Amazing. On to you, Grace. If you could share... Yeah, you just keep the mic on your side. They've got a mic. If you could share one thing that you learned over the week, what would it be?
So I learned that, like,
even though you don't think like anything is going to happen, like God has a timing for everything. But like, I've been around church for like basically my entire life, and I've never had that God moment, but I've seen other people have it. But I think this year has like been the year that I've actually had like that sort of connection, that sort of moment.
Amazing. And what impacted you the most this year?
So what impacted me is that I was able to like hang around with my friends, and I was able to like, you know, talk to them and not be like afraid that they're going to say like, oh, that's a stupid comment, oh, that's just really random. I was like actually talk to people and have like fun with them.
And how do you want to try and live differently?
So I think I'm going to try and be a bit braver and like put myself out a bit more, and
amazing, that's great to hear. Back to you, Lynn.
Yeah, so if we move on to Sam, so if you can pass the microphone down. Sam, do you want to say what your highlight was of the week?
My highlight was the preaching, because it was really like impactful and like had a running message through it, and also Ren Collective, who were a band. Yeah, they came and played.
And what's one thing you'd want to share?
The thing that I think really impacted me, and the thing that I saw carrying through all the preachers, is this thing that the world is separated at the moment. Like, we're put into boxes, but the church needs to be the place where all those people can come together and be together through God. And the thing that holds us together is our Jesus Christ's love for us and our love back to him. And I think that's the thing that I kind of... was my highlight and like thing I took out of it.
Yeah, that's great. And what's one thing you want to do differently now?
I think I need to be more try and tell other people about the Holy Spirit more, because I think people know at my like people who know me who are not Christians know I'm a Christian, but I don't really like go further than that. I don't try and tell them why I am a Christian. I just say, yeah, I'm a Christian, and that's who I am. I think I need to now just go into the world and try and help them.
Yeah. So if you pass on to David. So David, what's one thing you would like to share about the week?
Yeah, the main thing is that I've been going to conferences like this since 1982, and whenever I do go, I always focus myself towards what the youth are doing, and particularly I like to worship in dance, but this year it was a little bit more of a problem. There were 8,000 young people dancing away to very, very lively worship music, and the temperature was 31 degrees. I didn't manage very many steps before I decided it was time to rest up a bit, so I rested up all the day just to prepare myself for the next evening, but no.
And what impacted you the most, do you think?
Sorry?
What impacted you the most from the week?
I think the biggest impact I had was just that experience of being there present in with 8,000 young people all worshipping the Lord. And I was so impacted by it when we first arrived that I took a photograph of the inside of the big top and sent it to my non-believing brother and said, this is the church of the future generation. Well, not just the future generation, of this generation, which is going to be impacting the world in the coming decades. And that always is a wonderful experience, just to see what God's doing amongst the younger generation and to know that we've all got a part to play in it.
Yeah, that's great. So now over to you, Caspi.
Great. Yeah, on to you, Margaret. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. So what was your highlight of the week, Margaret?
Well, I'll just start off by saying that when David and I decided to get married, we both said we'd step back from everything we did. I went to a church in Cheltenham, and I was involved in things there, so we agreed to step back from everything. But David reneged. He refused to leave the youth team. So I was dragged in, kicking and screaming. And youth was a scary word. well, now the youth have become young people with names, and they're great to be with, and just wanting to be able to be there for them and to encourage them in the things of God. But not only that, as a team, we've learned to pray for each other, to care for each other, and Tim and Mal desperately wanted to have a baby, and there they were with their little baby Isla together. We were all together, and then since I've joined the team, Luke and the Dean have had a little boy too, and he was there with us, and so I think that was the highlight. We were all together and we were family.
And what would you like to share with everyone that you learned over the week?
I'd like to share, it's, if I can just refer to one of the seminars that I went to, and the heading was, "Because You Say So, I'm In." And as things were discussed, the youth were invited to shout, "I'm in," which they did, so I'm going to remind them of that. There were three headings, and one was From Brokenness to Wholeness, which you've already mentioned. And, you know, even if your whole life seems to be incapacitated, you know, God's into healing and restoration. And another remark that really hit me was, "Anxiety may be what you have, but not who you are." I thought that was really powerful. So no matter how dark things might be, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. The next heading was Family in the Time of Division. And that was talking about physical loving will show people you love one another and it'll model unity. And the third thing was Devotion in a Time of Distraction. And this really struck me too. You have one life. What is it that you have devoted your life to? What have you devoted your life to? It went on to say, waste time with God, not on distractions. Whatever you have for me today, Lord, I'm in. And then the last thing that really, really hit me was, it said, stop dreaming what God can do through me or through you. Dream what God can do through a team and a community. And so I came away from Soul Survivor increasingly focused on the team and on the community, because I think I'd been reading about different women in the Bible and what they'd done for God, and so much wanted to do things for God and thought I wasn't doing things for God. And you know, I wasn't a Ruth, I wasn't an Esther, I wasn't a Deborah. I was just me, but that was okay because I could wholeheartedly belong to a team and do things for God.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for that, Margaret. We're going to go on to Josh now. Yeah, great. And Josh, what was your highlight of the week? I'm just staring at the back of your head right now.
My highlight this week was also the silent disco. I like being able to change what we were listening to, and it was really fun.
Great. And what would you like to share with everyone that you learned over the week?
Well, I learned there that we should always have faith in God, because he works in ways that we may not expect, and even if we don't think he's doing anything good, we should be prepared for anything, and that he always loves us.
Yeah, very true, thank you. If you could pass the mic to Angela over on that side, that would be great.
So, Angela, what was your highlight of the week?
My favourite part was seeing Governor B, and I liked the way he put, like, normal worship songs and, like, added a twist of rap in it, and I thought that was pretty cool.
And is there anything you want to share from the week that we had?
In Laura's talk, it was talking about, like, you are enough, and, like, you don't have to change yourself just to go to church. You can just come up and be yourself, and yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So I think we're going on to Elnie now.
So, Elnie, What was your highlight of the week?
My highlight was when we went to the basement on the fourth night and played cage football, and I got to meet Governor B when he came off stage.
Nice. I didn't know that. It's pretty cool. And what impacted you, other than meeting Governor B, the most?
One thing that impacted me was learning that we are all transformed by God into new people, and whoever asks will receive the Holy Spirit.
Amazing. On to Molly, I think.
So Molly, it was your first year. Is there anything you want to share with everyone?
Soul Survivor was amazing, and the things that they taught us was great, and I made us new friends, and yeah. There was one seminar that I went to, or it might have just been the main one. It was devotion in time of distraction, and it was saying you get all stuck in your social life and in school, and you need to have time to think and devote your life to Jesus.
Yeah, that's great. And did anything else impact you in our time there?
Before Soul Survivor, I was just thinking about how science relates to Jesus. Like, it's impossible how science doesn't back him up or anything. And I went to the seminar called Science Versus God, and through that it was saying that God is bigger and stronger than science and everything that proves that he doesn't exist. But now all the worships and everything has made us all strong Christians.
Amen. And how do you want to live differently now?
Before I was quite shy about being a Christian, but I want to go back and tell everyone how they can make their lives better by being a Christian.
Amen.
Yeah, great.
On to Izzy now. And Izzy, what impacted you the most at Soul Survivor?
I really enjoyed when we went up for prayer. It felt really nice that there were loads of other people who went through the same thing or vaguely the same thing as you. It was a really good sense of family in the whole place.
Amazing. And how do you want to try and live differently after the week?
I think I'm probably going to spend more time reading my Bible. I bought like a nice journaling Bible, so that I hope that would motivate me to at least write in my Bible and think about the verses more deeply than just reading them.
That's great. I felt the same as well, actually, read my Bible more. On to Beth. Beth, what would you like to share that you learned over the week?
Like David, over the years, I have been to Spring Harvest and several other groups from this church, but I've never been with a crowd of 8,000 young people. And when I got there, it was a wow moment, and I thought, praise this organisation that has been going since 1993 for working with young people, and the different things they spoke about that young people are having to deal with nowadays. It was absolutely fabulous. The teaching, the worship, because I like music, I really got into the worship as much as my body would let me. It was extremely hot, but I seemed to overcome that one quite well, really. The site was the showground at Peterborough, which is vast, and our little group of tents was about as far away from the car park as possible. And thanks to David, who said, well, we can't do all that walking backwards and forwards to the car, he tried to bring the car up to the site, but that was not allowed. But we got a parking a bit closer to the actual area where the meetings, and we didn't have to walk very far at the end of the meeting in the evening, which we were thankful for. But the food was good. Mark and Kay, who are not here today, they did a fabulous job feeding us. And I enjoyed being with all these children, teenagers, young people, some of whom I've seen since they were this high. And we were all one big family. And I really felt that as a very special time.
And how would you like to live differently after the week?
Well, I'm quite nervous here this morning. I can talk to people about all sorts of things, but in my Christian life, I'm sad to say, I haven't had the opportunity to express myself much to, well, evangelise, really. But I'd try to do that. Something that impressed me on the site was Mike was waiting outside the toilets one day for me to come out, and a young chap was talking to him. Now, that young person had approached Mike. He'd obviously got a word of knowledge, and he asked Mike if he was in any pain. And of course, Mike said no. And then I came along, and he looked at me, and he asked me if I was in any pain or discomfort. Now, I do have trouble with my back. And he said, would I like him to pray for me? And he prayed for me. And I really felt that was special, that with all those people, somebody was going around. He was obviously got a word from the Lord, and he was witnessing to people. So that impressed me.
That's brilliant. I think that is everyone, isn't it? So just to end, before we end, it's been lovely being up here, but it's also a very sad day, because this year was the final year of Soul Survivor ever. It's sad, but it's also exciting because they are making way for new things to come, and they have, just so you guys all know about it, they've promoted 3 new festivals that will be running in their place over the summer. One is called Limitless, one is called Dreaming the Impossible, and one is called Movement. And there is also a rumour that Rend Collective will be starting their own Young People Festival, which would be amazing.
So to end, we wanted to say some thank yous to people. So for the church, I want to say a huge thank you for all of you for praying for us beforehand and whilst we were there. It was an amazing experience. And then we wanted to say thanks to our youth team, who were amazing, and they supported us the entire time, except from Caspi. And then we want to say thank you to Renata and Sendi, who were our organisers, our camp organisers, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without you. And then to Mark and Kay, who aren't here, they're on a well-deserved holiday. But the camp, they did all the cooking, all the food, and it just wouldn't have worked without them. Everyone was fed, everyone was happy, and we have something for them when they get back.
Last little thing before we end is, as a youth team, one of the nights, we were just discussing the young people, as you do as youth workers, and who's been good and who's been naughty. And we all suddenly started talking about Molly, who came for the first year, and we realised that she had just really impressed us with the way that she got stuck in, the way she was just pursuing God in the worship and just loving every moment. She made a young person, Gabe, feel really welcome, who didn't know anyone else in the group. So we decided to give you the award, Molly, Camper of the Year.
And I think that they deserve a round of applause just for hosting. And it's always a real privilege to be able to come up and to hear from them and to share with you guys what happened every year that we've gone to Soul Survivor. But one of the things, just real quick, before we invite the worship band to come up, is Matt, if you just want to come up here. So Matt has been new, kind of. He's been a new face for the last year or so, Matt and Lydia. But Matt was impacted last year at our Soul Survivor Sunday. So I just wanted to, for him to share. Share that.
So, yeah, we'd been coming to the church for about a year, I think. And in that time, I'd kind of felt a tug or a pull or a calling, you know, whatever term you want to use, to kind of get involved with the worship, get involved in music. My background's music from uni, and although I had never done worship music before, worship leading, kind of felt a pull to go and speak with Luke at the time and just see if I could get involved in any way. And initially that was kind of maybe just by playing the piano, playing the guitar, whatever, and didn't kind of envisage what it's got to. But I kept on putting quite human barriers in the way, like, well, it's too early, or I'm not going to be good enough, or people are going to think, you know, you haven't been coming long enough to get involved. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then the guys were up on stage last year, and they were talking all about it's okay to listen to God when he's telling you what he wants for you, what he wants for your life, and you need to have the courage to listen, take that and run with it, and, you know, don't be scared. I think there was a lot of use of the word of overcoming fear, overcoming being scared, and just really, I felt that if the youth guys had that experience at Soul Survivor, and they've come away saying, I want to live my life being less, you know, being less in fear, actually listening to God, actually listening to what I'm being called to do, I was like, actually, I need to stop putting these barriers in the way. And then I told Shannon, and then a week later I met up with Luke, and so on, really.
So, thanks, Matt. Yeah, we'll invite the rest of y'all up as in the worship band. Well done, young people, if you want to come down.
Can we also just say, as a side note, we have some lost property over there from the Soul Survivor, so any parents, if you can come have a look afterwards. Thank you.
That side.